Hello, Saints. So today my daily audio is going to be about peace. And it's going to be about the two different kinds of peace. But let me first start with a verse from 1 Peter 3, verse 11. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. So there's those two kinds of pieces I talked about. Two types of peace I talked about. And that's the fleshly peace and the peace that God offers. And many times folks opt to keep the fleshly peace with people, talking a lot about vain things that titillate the flesh, using man's wisdom to provide temporary comfort in anxious situations. But the wisdom from above is not sensual like this, nor earthly, nor concerned with vanity like the fleshly wisdom is. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. James 3, 13 to 18. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. And this is how we love our neighbor. We speak peaceable wisdom from the Lord to them. They may take it poorly. They may think it's hateful. It may hurt people's feelings, fleshly feelings. But in obeying the truth, they'll find a peace which the world doesn't know. An eternal peace, a true peace, only found through Jesus Christ. John 14, 27. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Proverbs 27, 5-6. Open rebuke is better than secret love. Faithful are the wounds of a friend, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Isaiah 48, 22. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. It makes sense then, doesn't it? The true peace is for those who forsake sin and follow after the Lord. We love our neighbor by telling them the truth, using the peaceable wisdom from above to plant some seeds of eternal peace in their heart. If they're willing to let go of sin and cleave to that which is good. Matthew 11, 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I sense then, willing to let go of sin. Matthew will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So there are two different kinds of pieces, those. The fleshly wisdom and the peace that God offers. And though when we talk to our neighbor, we don't want to talk as the world talks in vanity, in the flesh, pleasing the flesh. We want to talk with the wisdom from above that is peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated. And we speak peace to them, but speak in a loving way. As I read that Proverbs verse, faithful are the wounds of a friend. And open rebuke is better than secret love. So you want to tell them the truth. It's out of love. It's out of a desire to see them in peace, in a true peace, an everlasting peace, away from sin, away from evil. We're calling out sin. We're calling out the evils of the world to help them out of their sin through Jesus Christ and point them to the one that can give them that eternal peace. So those are the two different kinds of pieces. Two different types of peace, and I hope that was edifying for you. Speak peace to your neighbors, but don't be speaking the fleshly peace that the world offers. I hope you have a good rest of your night, day, wherever you are, and God be praised.